Okay, obviously they played a lot better than we did today. They beat us in most every phase. Defensively, we didn't play well enough. We didn't cover anybody, especially in the first half. And, you know, it was disappointing. Turned the ball over twice in the first half. We don't punt the ball good today, so we don't change the field position. And then, you know, the penalties show up again, poor in the red zone. So, you know, same old story.
Mike, how disheartening was it to see the defense in the first half, especially to have another slow start and let down there?
Yeah, well, they made, you know, he made some great throws and good catches, and we messed some things up. So we'll have to do a better job of getting them taught the things they need to be taught.
What do you think attributed to some of the, you know, all the big plays they had in the passing game? You guys had limited those throughout the
year. One time a guy fell down. One time on the deep route to Nelson, Xavier pulled off it too soon. He's got to stay with it until they secure it. You know, so I'm trying to think of all of them. There's a lot.
What are your emotions in being eliminated from the playoff race?
Come on, man. What are my emotions? Next question.
Did last night have any effect on today? How you guys played? Sluggish? Anything like that?
I don't think so. I think we played hard. I just don't think we played good. I don't think the plane ride had anything to do with it or anything else. There's no excuses.
How do you put a finger on the defense coming out the way it has two straight games with two tough first halves in a row?
Indianapolis last week, Green Bay.
I remember the two games. I know the schedule.
Right.
I think what happened was that we played a very good hot offense. And we didn't cover very good today.
A few addresses, but Adam Thielen, even despite the loss, having a phenomenal game. What can you say about what you really like about how he's emerged, especially in this game?
One of the players said to me on the sideline after he made that last throw down catch, you know, this guy's just a football player, and that's what he is. He's a guy that goes out and makes plays, and when his opportunity is there, he goes out and catches. You know, I think the biggest thing about Adam is he's a great competitor.
What happened to the Nick Easton snap that was fumbled, in your estimation?
He said it got caught in the grass.
Mike, how do you want to go ahead and treat this Week 17 game and the last one, knowing that there's no chance for another one after it?
Like we do every week. We're going to do the exact same thing like we do every week.
Pulling any starters and getting looks at other guys?
No.
You said last week you wanted to see which of your guys were willing to fight. What did you see from these guys today?
I thought they fought. I don't think we played good, but I thought we fought.
Do you see a possibility of playing Adrian Peterson against the Bears?
I don't know.
Mike, there's just been so much craziness. I mean, coming right down to the incident on the plane, just how this team has been resilient despite everything that sometimes borders on the ridiculous but still comes out and fights. Have you ever seen anything like this at all in your career? Or?
I'm sure there probably has been. You know, when you're in the NFL, a lot of things crazy happen. But, you know, we're not resilient enough. I mean, we're supposed to win games, not just be resilient with all the stuff that happens. So, you know, I need to do a better job. I haven't done a good enough job this year. You know, so after the season, I'm going to sit down and evaluate everything. Not just the players, and not just the evaluations that we do on players, the everything, and myself included, offense, defense, special teams, everything.
You faced Rodgers now 8 times with Minnesota and with Cincinnati. First time over 300 yards for him. Did you see anything different from him today?
No, he's always the same guy. He was, you know, he got out of the pocket on us a few times and made plays, and then. You know, he's always a tough guy to defend, and if you don't get him off a rhythm, which we didn't do in the first half, then, you know, but we came back, we hit him a few times in the second half, got a few sacks. You know, I thought defensively we played a lot better in the second half.
What led to Kendrick's success as a blitzer? He had 2.5 sacks.
I don't know. Beat one guy one time, and I don't remember the other one.
I
Xavier on Jordy there in the second half help?
Well, that's what you're supposed to do the whole game. So they decided, someone decided that they weren't going to do that. But
how would you describe the process of trying to get the offensive line ready week after week?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, you know, it's obviously hard when you don't have, you know, guys in there all along, but you know, you just keep grinding.
When did you notice that Xavier wasn't doing fall majority as he was supposed to?
Like in the first half when Terrence Newman came over and said something to me, like, I can cover this guy. Just let me have him. And I said, do what you're supposed to do. Okay, thanks.